Good afternoon and welcome to our wonderful program all about travel. Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis and Elise Corey is here in studio. Elise is the owner of Travelwise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. Hi, Elise. How are you?
I'm doing great.
A little bit jet lagged?
Oh, always jet lagged. Well, no. I have a good reason this time, though. I was fortunate enough to go to Switzerland last week with the Switzerland Tourism Board. And like I've said before, when we go places, we're not just relaxing.
No, you're researching, sure.
We're hitting like five or six different things in one day. Mm-hmm. But the highlight to me were the scenic trains. And Switzerland has now taken number one spot for my favorite place in Europe.
Oh, nice.
It's amazing. It is. Maybe 65 degrees or snow on the mountains, and it's sunny. You're sitting outdoors eating and the sun's beating down on you. I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful. It's clean. There's great jazz music.
Sure.
There's just, and most of the hotels overlook a lake.
Gorgeous.
And of course, there were chocolate factories too. Right. You know, let's not underestimate the value of good chocolate, and the food was great. So I have we'll do a talk with the Switzerland Tourist Board.
Oh, good.
A little bit more about what there is to do. It's one of the best kept secrets, if not. And all those people doing river cruises, it's easy to get around and where to go. I have my favorite places now.
Oh,
and
good.
What to do. So,
very exciting.
Yeah, I'll be putting, you know, for those of you who don't know, I have a Facebook page and a lot of those pictures from Switzerland are up there. So if you'd like to take a look at what we have, it's travelwise.sonoma.
Okay.
And friend me. And you can see all the pictures that all the other agents I was with put up and learn a little bit more about some travel specials on there.
Yeah. Switzerland is one of my very favorite places to visit when I lived in Europe. And I was so lucky for 6 months. I lived right on the border between Switzerland and Germany. And I could go across this old ancient wooden bridge and walk across it and be in Switzerland. And it was so incredible.
Well, that's the nice thing about Switzerland. You border France and Germany, Italy, and Liechtenstein.
Right.
So, you know, you have different flavors, different languages, and depending upon where you are and which part of Switzerland that you're located in.
Yeah.
So it's awesome. But, you know, having said that it's taken number one in Europe, we're still going from Lisbon to Barcelona on Oceania with John Ash coming up in October. And, you know, that might go up on my list very high.
Right. Now, this is not this October. This is 2018.
Yeah, we have to plan ahead here.
Exactly, we do. So we're talking about the next KSRO cruise, which will again be with Chef John Ash. We did a cruise to Alaska with him that was very popular. People loved it. And this is going to be a great cruise. It's on Oceania. Oceania is an amazing cruise line. They are just top of the line.
Yeah, and one of the nice things why we chose Oceania is because when we went to Alaska, everybody, you know, Chef Ash did all these cooking demos, but everybody wanted hands-on.
Right.
So this particular ship has hands-on. So you can actually, you'll be able to stir, you'll be able to pour, you'll be able to help cook and maybe, you know, whatever it is, but you have cooking stations on board.
Oh, that's fantastic. And so while Chef John Ash is doing a cooking demo, you get to follow along, you get to, you know, try out the tips and tricks that he's showing you.
Yeah, I know it's fun because we just actually did one, we did a risotto cooking going back to Switzerland.
In Switzerland,
and it had directions on what to do, but we had cooking stations.
Oh, nice.
And it's so much fun that way because you're laughing, you're drinking wine, you're tasting, and you're having a blast.
And then did you eat your food after you made it?
Of course.
Was it good?
And of course, there were like other stations, and ours was the best.
Of course, it was. You know, I would expect nothing less from you, Elise.
But we compared, and everybody thought theirs was the best. Right. So we had this issue going on, but we know really who won hands down. But the nice part about the Oceania is John will be there and he'll be having the cooking demos just for our group. So it's not anything that's being offered for the ship.
Ah,
it's just for us. So we have him all to our own.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And we're going to be setting up, you know, maybe some going to the farmer's market or maybe a cooking something, a cooking school or something else on land. We haven't yet figured it out. But the most important thing about this is that you're looking at $24.99 a person, including airfare.
Including airfare. That's crazy.
I mean, you can't really get that, including air. And plus, you know, I have to say that a lot of the space, even though we're holding group space, I have some lower price cabins, but they're already waitlisted and sold out. And this is October 9th, 2018.
Right, 2018.
And most of the lower price cabins and the highest are sold out already. And we haven't even, we have, you know, we're what, 18 months away?
Sure.
I mean, it's just unheard of. So we are going to be having an event. We're not sure of the location, but on June 13th, so pencil that in.
Okay.
On your calendar in the evening, we're going to have it at a winery or another location to be determined. And we'll be talking more about the cruise, and we'll be, and Chef Ash will be present to ask questions, and you'll learn a little bit more. But I just think that if you're planning ahead, do it now. We'll do a payment plan. So if you do a little payment at a time, by the time next October comes around, you'll be all paid off. And the only thing you have to save for are spa treatments and souvenirs, which is a priority in my book.
Sure. And this is a perfect time of the year to go and on a cruise in the Iberian Peninsula there. And just absolutely gorgeous. Lisbon, Portugal to Barcelona and stops in Monte Carlo, Mallorca. I mean, it's incredible.
You know, the nice part is that it's not the heat of the summertime. A lot of the families and the crowds are gone already. And as you know, as you look at October, you compare it sort of to the fall foliage, you know, how it's beautiful, how the weather's a little cooler, it's livable, you can walk around, you can be comfortable like it is here when it gets to the evenings. Like, and it's comfortable, less crowded. And you're going to such beautiful cities. I mean, we're in port every day.
Yeah.
We're going to have to figure out when to do the hands-on cooking. You know, you're going to have to either get it really early or stay up really late. And we haven't decided which way we're going yet. But it's a fabulous opportunity. And for those of you who went with John to Alaska with us, you know how wonderful he is and what a great event we had. Wonderful time. Had fun going places. And this is going to be even better because you're going to places that are safe to go to, that are clean, that are fun, and tasting the Iberian Peninsula.
You know? Yeah. Oh my goodness. And this is really for foodies. This is where you want to go because these places are legendary for the kinds of wonderful food, tapas. I mean, all the wonderful kinds of food that you're going to enjoy there. It's going to be incredible. And that's just sort of when you go in to port, right? But then on board, of course, they have their programs and stuff was actually designed, I think, by Jacques Pepin.
Yeah, exactly. So everyone knows the famous chef Jacques Pepin.
Right.
I mean, how can you go wrong with that? It's got a little bit of a French kick maybe to it.
Yeah.
But still, we haven't decided what our menu is. And maybe for those of you who decide to go with us, you can give your feedback.
Oh, sure.
And maybe we'll have a contest on what kind of food or some recipes or dishes you'd like to be prepared and see if we can do that on board.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, I think that'd be another way. Plus, we'll have our usual cocktail party and get together.
Yeah.
And there's going to be some special events just for us. Like I said, he's not for the ship. He's ours.
Yeah.
It belongs to us. And I hope he doesn't mind us saying that. But you know how personal he is.
Personable he is so great. Chef John Ash is. I have been so impressed working with him for the past 12 years. Just it's a blessing that he is part of our station and imparts the kind of knowledge that he has about food and just, you know, culture in general. He's well traveled. This is a place that he loves to visit himself. He loves cruising. So this is going to be just so much fun to have an opportunity to go with Chef John Ash on our culinary adventure in Europe. It is a 7-day cruise from Lisbon, Portugal to Barcelona, 7 nights. And it's October 9th, 2018. The fares start at $24.99, and that is including airfare.
Hello.
I can't even believe that includes airfare.
Yeah, I mean, that's even less than when you think about other places that you're thinking of going to, yeah, Mexico.
Right.
Oh, you know, it's much less.
Right.
You, yeah, know, and this is going to really have an experience. Yes, the flight is longer, mm-hmm, but go to sleep.
Yeah, sure.
Wake up in a new world. You know?
So much fun. All right. So if people are interested in finding out more, if they want to sort of get the full itinerary, what do they do? How can they get that information from you, Elise?
Just what they should do is give me a call at 935-WISE or, mm-hmm, 9493. So that's 935-9493. Mm-hmm. Or send me an email at ksro@travelwise.net. That's ksro@travelwise.net.
Okay.
Last week, we had, 2 weeks ago, we had someone who heard my show and called right away, and they booked a cabin.
Did they really?
Yeah, and it's very exciting. And he says, well, I'm not missing out on this one. I missed out on Alaska. I'm not missing out on this. So
yeah.
I imagine there'll be, when you check around and see the prices, even look on the website, we have better prices.
Yeah.
And more inclusions.
That's, and there's going to be more stuff, too. Yeah. I mean, that's the main thing to know, that, you know, okay, sure, maybe other people are seeing this price, too, but they're not getting those hands-on cooking class experiences, mm-hmm, with renowned chef John Ash. They are not going to have those cocktail parties that are exclusive to the KSRO listener. Of course, with Virtuoso, you never know what kinds of fun, yeah, things are going to be added on.
And for those of you who know me, you know I'm a little bit tenacious on things.
Yeah.
I keep working and working until it's perfect.
Right. Yeah,
and this will be beyond perfect because I'm really excited. I already booked my cabin.
Oh, good.
Because I just wanted to make sure I can go before, right, it sells out, and saying, oh, you can't go. It's like, sure, no, I am going. So,
oh, that's gonna,
I'm
be so
already
much
booked
fun
and ready to go.
Great, great. So find out more. Just send an email or give a call to Elise, 935-WISE, 935-WISE, or you can send her an email, ksro@travelwise.net, and that's WISE with a Z, ksro@travelwise.net. We're going to take a quick break and talk about another travel opportunity, this time with Star Clippers. You're going to be blown away. This is so incredible. Hold on. We'll be right back on KSRO. It's just love without a care.
I'm Clark Wolf. Listen to At the Table with Clark Wolf, Saturdays noon to 1, right here on KSRO.
Downtown is now unified with the completion of Courthouse Square and Celebration. The next event downtown is the Ironman 70.3 Santa Rosa, Saturday, May 13th. Participants will test the limits of their endurance as they swim, bike, and run through Sonoma County's scenic hills and redwoods, past the vines of wine country, and finishing downtown. The Ironman Village will be open Thursday, May 11th from 12 to 7 p.m. and Friday from 9 to 4 p.m. in Courthouse Square, featuring booths of Ironman merchandise, bike shops, and exhibitors. Then Saturday, May 13th, the race begins at Lake Sonoma. Winners will cross the finish line prior to 5 p.m. The award ceremony begins at 4. This is a great opportunity to see the unified Courthouse Square. Join the Ironman family and friends to cheer the winners across the finish line downtown. It's the heartbeat of Santa Rosa. Find out more at srcity.org/Ironman.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO. That's just love without a care.
And we're getting there. Good afternoon and welcome back to Travel Tuesdays. My name is Michelle Marquis, and Elise Corey from TravelWise is your host for Travel Tuesdays. We welcome Beth Elwood. Beth is the Business Development Executive for the Western Region for Star Clippers. Hi, Beth. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Sure, of course. Yeah. So we are very excited to talk with you today. Star Clippers has an experience that not many people on this planet are going to be able to enjoy, this authentic sailing experience. Can you tell us a little bit about Star Clippers?
Yes, we are the best kept secret, but we are three ships that the itinerary and the experiences are built around the wind because we are the authentic sailing vessels. Three ships that are about a football field long, football field and a half, 36 to 54,000 square feet of sail, a full crew to actually sail the ship for us. But again, truly authentic sailing versus a cruise.
Right. And these ships are incredible. I went to your website to take a look at the fleet, and they look like they might come out of like, you know, the 1800s or something. That they're absolutely incredible.
Yes, the ships actually are inspired by the ships of old that sailed from the old world to the new. For example, our Royal Clipper is inspired by the Prusen, which was a 1902 ship. But she's outfitted with all the creature comforts
sure.
and the amenities and atmosphere that you would like in your vacation experience. But it really is the experience of sailing versus other type of vacation options.
Now, this is something, where are the kinds of places that you go on a Star Clipper?
The wonderful thing about Star Clippers is that we're small. Our ships are 170 guests to 227 guests.
Mm-hmm.
So we are able to go to the marquee ports around the world. For example, Istanbul, Athens, Lisbon, Portugal, Barbados, St. Martin. So we can go to these marquee ports around the world, but then off the hidden, off the beaten path, mm-hmm. hidden gems. So two ships sailing all through the Mediterranean, east, west, Greek islands. Two ships also sailing in the deep Caribbean out of Barbados and St. Martin. So we're deep in the Caribbean. We're at those idyllic islands in the Caribbean where there's no other big cruise ships and no crowds and no hordes of people. And then we have a third ship that's sailing throughout Thailand as well as in Indonesia from Bali.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Now, who is the ideal passenger who wants to take a trip on a Star Clipper?
Well, I love today's travelers because they are young at heart, spirit, mind, soul, and body. So Star Clippers is really for the active lifestyle type of person, regardless of your age. Those that are social, outgoing, people that are really wanting to see more of the world or have cultural immersion or have experiences that are truly unique and different. Those that want something that's relaxing, though, again, they're looking for an intimate type of vacation where it's casual, fully relaxing, no lines, no hordes of tourists, as I said, off the beaten path, if mm-hmm. you will. And that includes, you know, the whole spectrum of type of travelers, whether you're a solo traveler, whether you're traveling with family or multi-generational, maybe you're going for a romantic or a celebration type of vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Star Clippers is perfect for all those types of reasons and types of vacationers.
Now, I have to imagine, Beth, that people who love ships like the tall ships or sailing or yachting are going to just go insane on a trip like this.
Yes, we do have quite a few, I'll just say it this way, boat or ship enthusiasts, yachters, boaters. Yes, they go gaga. This is truly that trip of a lifetime and an incredible way to see the world. We have wonderful loyalty. So in other words, people come back and they rave and rave and rave about their trip. And then they repeat with us, and very often within that first year.
Now, I saw a picture on your website of two young women who had climbed up into the rigging. Is that something that you could do?
Yes, absolutely. So the wonderful thing about Star Clippers is that you can partake or not in learning about the ship, the nautical aspects, et cetera. And yes, the opportunity several times during the sailing to climb that midship mast, which is about 65 feet up in the air. Can you imagine?
Oh.
What an incredible view. You can't do that anyplace else.
No. Oh, my goodness. And the views that you would have, especially if you're in these amazing ports like Lisbon or Portugal. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
Well, and some other wonderful opportunities. There's netting right at the very front of the ship. They call that the bowsprit.
Uh-huh.
Very relaxing area. When you look down on the water, for example, it might be dolphins or sea fish that are actually right there in front of the ship. Or you're looking up at the stars. Really just phenomenal.
This is not your sedentary, just eat bonbon cruise or bumper cars or, you know, bowling alleys. This is not that at all. This is about the destination. It's not just going to sometimes the ship is the destination, but this is about the culture,
mm-hmm.
the locals, the experience.
Elise is absolutely correct because, and there's some soft adventure built in.
Mm-hmm.
In Thailand and in Indonesia, for example, there's hiking and kayaking and zip lining.
Wow.
Scuba diving, of course, is phenomenal in that part of the world as it is in the Caribbean.
Elise loves that.
I'm going, yay!
Those that are a little bit more adventuresome.
Sure.
And I'm not talking about hard work or anything. You're not hoisting the sails unless you truly want to help our crew pitch in. But it is very, very relaxing. And the sails being magical, as well as, again, you're not there with lots of crowds or lots of people. So it's easy to relax.
Right. Do you have to dress up for any dinners or anything on board? Or what is that like?
No, life on board is casual. So there are no formal nights. There is no dress up. It's resort casual in the evening.
Okay.
And during the day, certainly casual.
Mm-hmm. And what about the food? Tell us a little bit about that.
Our chefs are Michelin trained, and we hear from clients all the time. They rave about the food on board. It's a really broad international menu during the evening dinner hour. During the breakfast and lunch, a really nice, expansive buffet. So lots of choice and excellent.
Mm-hmm. And I also am looking at some of these pictures. Like, you can go right from the ship out to play on the kayaks and things like that. That's amazing.
A big part of that is because we're on the water, we want you to be able to enjoy the water. So, yes, Royal Clipper has a marina platform right off the aft end of the ship. And included in pricing is the snorkeling, the kayaking, the paddle boarding, the windsurfing, the sailboating, and the water skiing. Oh. And when you're on our two smaller ships, those same water sports are available. We'll simply take you in a Zodiac and do that to and from the beach areas.
Oh, that's great. And it really does look elegant inside. You've got just beautiful woodwork and sweeping staircases, wonderful pools on deck, too, to enjoy.
You know, people look at the price sometimes of a cruise and go, oh, I can get it for $399. But then when you start realizing what's included.
Sure, yeah.
And you want to go out of pocket. I like knowing that the cost of the trip is X.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing else is little things I want to purchase, souvenirs, if I want to do a spa, if I go scuba diving or something like that. But there is so much included here that you have to, if you want to break it down in your mind and price out how many times you're going to kayak, how many times you're going to paddleboard, how many times you're going to water ski, and what the cost would be.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get value.
Right, right. So let's talk a little bit about the value and the special partnership between TravelWise and Star Clippers.
Absolutely. First and foremost, we are an affordable product. And the experts, like Elise Corey at TravelWise, they're perfect. They know our product. They can work with you to choose that very specific itinerary you want or make a recommendation to you. Being a preferred supplier for TravelWise, working with them, again, is very easy because they have special offers that you can't get from us directly. You can't get from other travel partners. On every sailing that you that we offer, TravelWise can provide $150 onboard credit per cabin on any itinerary, any ship. So some really great value built in, as Elise referenced, but also that special exclusive type of offer you can only get with our preferred vendors, such as TravelWise.
Now, what about groups? Is that something that Virtuoso and Elise and Star Clippers, do you specialize in making group travel?
Absolutely. And I think that groups is really a broad category. It could be a family that's traveling together or a multi-generational type of family reunion. As long as there's five cabins and a minimum of 10 guests, yes, please talk to Elise about what it would be to travel as a group and what types of amenities would go along with that. Certainly, as you're listening, if you're a corporate decision maker and you handle incentive programs, Elise can execute with us both groups for corporate events and incentives, as well as full ship charters. And then also organizations that have a like affinity or special interest. If you've got someone that loves astronomy and wants to sail with a group of people and, you know, chart the stars as you're sailing from port to port, I mean, it's things like that where when TravelWise gets to know and understand what it is you're looking to experience and do and things like that, those are the types of things that can be recommended.
And see, that's the key thing about creating a relationship. You book online, you book it once, and you're done. Mm-hmm. And there's no relationship except the click on a button. But when you work with us, we talk to you. We know what you like. We know what you didn't like. You know if you're allergic to something. We know if you don't want to, you know, you like small ships, large ships. Mm-hmm. You've been there before. We know all this. So it's easy when we see a special offer, we say, oh, my God, this is perfect for so-and-so.
Right.
And a computer doesn't do that. It's really just pushing buttons, which we can do. And, people like to do it. They think it's fun to do it.
Sure.
But why wouldn't you want more bang for the buck for the same, you know?
Right.
Why not? You work hard. You deserve it. Or maybe you don't and you book online. But for the most part, we always do the best to give you more than you expect. And that's what makes a travel agency successful.
And just as Beth mentioned, that $150 onboard credit per cabin, I mean, that's great right there. I mean, that's not something that you would get just by booking this by yourself. So,
right. Yeah,
all different kinds of ways to really get the most value out of these trips. Well, Star Clippers looks absolutely amazing, and traveling all over the world with this kind of really unique experience, it looks like so much fun. Thank you for sharing with us today, Beth.
My pleasure.
Thanks
you both.
Thanks for being there. Okay.
All right. We'll talk with you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye now.
That's Beth Elwood. She is the business development executive for the Western region for Star Clippers. And again, if you're interested about this trip or maybe the KS Aurora cruise or any other big trip that you've got planned, reach out to Elise. She's got years of experience. She's got a team with her who really knows their stuff. And they would love to help you get the most out of your next big travel experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me be here again and talking to everyone.
All right. We'll see you. Bye-bye.